Often, charity shops are where we ditch all the unwanted stuff that's been gathering dust in our attics. Last week, a charity store in Wales begged people to stop giving them copies of 50 Shades of Grey and asked for more 60s and 70s vinyl. But what's among the donations given to our charity stores here in Northern Ireland? Well, our reporter Angelique Liu has been finding out.
Silly ones. We've had a bikini one time that was donated to us and it was made of stainless steel. A loaded revolver. Grass cuttings in a black bin bag. Two bags off them, actually. We've had a live mouse donated to us and a dead mouse donated to us. And so that just shows you some of the weird and wonderful donations that we can get.
Our production area here where the stuff is then sorted.
Michael McElveen is from Oxfam, Ireland. He says they often have to think creatively when they receive unusual donations.
Human skull, obviously you're not going to set that out on a normal shop display. So in terms of getting creative, we then have to look for those niche markets who would be interested in that. So from that, we would contact people in the medical profession. And as it turned out, a dentist then purchased this skull because he was quite pleased with the quality of the teeth and then purchased that for his dental surgery.
One woman once donated a pair of boots, not realising she had left 7,000 euros inside one of the shoes.
3 to 3.5 months later, boots turned up in our winter storage, which one of our volunteers who was sorting found the money and then reported the money to the manager, who in turn then reported that to us at head office, and we were able to contact the lady and return that donation to her, so she was quite obviously ecstatic with that.
This is where the work is done up here.
Georgie Johnson is a volunteer shop leader at Save the Children in Belfast.
Isn't this rather nice? Look, an old hand printing set.
Do you get many now of anything?
Yes, of grey.
Of 50 Shades of Grey, yes, that's right.
Yes, yes.
Anything else that you have?
Well, occasionally the Dan Brown one.
Dan Brown,
but
yes.
Remember, well, we've had boxfuls of those.
Of Da Vinci and so
yes.
on.
And then some of the Mayo ones of... Oxfam are saying they don't want any more Shades of Grey. I mean, they don't even go at 25p now.
We sequence fast top there's just come in. Let me just check the label. Marks and Spencer's got too excited too quickly.
Mandy Wilson is also a volunteer at Save the Children. Can you tell or can you imagine what kind of a person someone is by the things they donate?
Well, I know this person here was obviously, first of all, you can tell their size, their age, roughly. Sometimes I wonder why they're getting the stuff so nice. I do wonder why are you getting rid of this stuff? You know, what have you put on weight? What has happened? But you can roughly guess. Sometimes it can be quite sad when you see, obviously, somebody's passed away. And that can be quite sad. You can see, you know, all their wee night dresses and their clothes and, you know, bags. When you get bags and bags and bags of stuff, I think that's quite sad.
One of Georgie's customers turned to stamp collecting to help overcome a drinking problem.
It's a very nice couple, and he is a reformed alcoholic. I keep stamps for them now. She says that it has given him a focus to do this, and it has changed his life round. As a charity shop, we also, I think, almost act as a social centre. We have people who come in here every day who just want to be recognised, spoken to. You know, it's more than just a shop.
Some really strange things, weren't there?
There's the live mouse and the dead mouse, just for balance.
And the loaded revolver.
7,500 in your boots.
Yes, I've never done that,
check
by the way.
Check the wardrobe, Julie.
That was Angelique Liu reporting there on some of the more unusual items found in our charity shops.